You're a winner. Wager Talk even before the game is played with our Wager Rewards program. How does it work? Simple. Earn wager rewards on every purchase made at Wager Talk and Sports Memo. Those wager rewards can be converted into wager bucks on the first of every month. There is no additional fee to participate, and no additional details are required outside your valid Wager Talk or Sports Memo membership. On the first of each month, 5% of your wager rewards will be converted to wager bucks, which are available to purchase on all future purchases. Doesn't it feel good to be part of a rewards program with no additional hoops?
Welcome into First Pitch for Thursday, September 22nd. I am Drew Martin, joined by Steve Merrill and Jimmy Adams of WagerTalk.com. We're breaking down three games on the slate. Best bets at the end. We're talking the Braves and the Phillies, Red Sox and Yankees, D-backs and Dodgers late night. Let's get after it, guys. We get Max Fried and Suarez going for the Phillies. We are seeing the Atlanta Braves. Steve, coming to you first. Minus 140 to as high as actually minus 155 now, taking a little money as the day goes on. 7.5 being the total. You like it anything in Philadelphia, Steve?
Well, Brian Power and I actually spoke about this game with Teddy Covers a little earlier on Wager Talk today. So definitely I recommend going back, watching the replay there, because you'll get some additional insight on this game. But one thing I pointed out after those guys gave their analysis was that, you know, look, these teams are both locked into the playoffs already. They're already in the playoffs, but this is a huge, I'm sorry, the Mets and the Braves are already locked into the playoffs, but this is still a huge game for Atlanta, even though they're locked in, because they really need to win this division. Because keep in mind, the winner of the NL East is going to get that bye along with the Dodgers to the divisional round, whereas the NL Central winner is going to be the Cardinals, is going to have to play that best of three wild card round, which either the Mets or Braves are going to have to do. The Phillies just trying to hold on to that wild card spot. So it's an important game for both teams here. I'm going to default to current form. Braves playing pretty good baseball, even though they lost to the Nationals last night. They've still won five out of their previous six games. Phillies had won five straight, then they lost five straight until beating Toronto in the second of a two-game set. One thing about Philly, though, that offense exploded in those last two games. 15 runs, but 27 hits overall. Braves have 10 hits in three of their last four games, so both teams hitting the ball well. So even though this is kind of a playoff atmosphere, and I usually lean towards the under in playoff atmospheres, both teams in really good current form offensively tonight.
Yeah, and Jimmy, coming to you next, you know, of the utmost importance really to both teams. That was a good point by Steve in terms of just because the Braves are up by double digits in terms of the wild card and a playoff berth. Actually, with the rules changes, you know, for the playoffs that MLB has done, it's very important to win your division. So Philadelphia trying to just hang on 2.5 games above the Brewers. Neither one of them really playing good baseball in terms of the Brewers and the Phillies. So we'll see what happens there. I don't know. Max Fried's been good, Jimmy. He really has, man. It's almost like outside shot. Could he actually reel in Sandy Alcantara? I don't know for the NL Cy Young. We'll see on that. But what are you thinking here, Braves and Phils?
Yeah, as both you guys said, big series for both teams. A lot to play for here. Braves would love to win the division for the fifth straight time. You know, as you spoke, one game behind the Mets for the NL East. And Philly obviously really needs to keep winning to make the playoffs. Brewers sitting a little bit too close for comfort at 2.5 games back. And Philly not in good current form. Max Fried, about as consistent a pitcher as they come. But I'm higher than most on the Phillies offense, despite their recent struggles, though they did put up 11 runs on Tuesday. The problem was the other team scored 18. So Braves have an offense that I'm always looking to back, and they've been pretty consistent as of late, you know, four or five earned. I think they get to Ranger Suarez here. Suarez had a good start against them last time out, but I don't think he can duplicate it. He's just been too inconsistent as of late, and mixed results against the Braves this season. That being said, I expect some urgency out of Philly here. I mean, like we've spoke, if they want to get into the playoffs, they need to win games. The over is 5-0 in Suarez's last five starts, and this total is sitting a little bit low, I think, at 7.5. So over is going to be the play for me.
Good stuff from Jimmy and Steve. And guys, I said, you know, money coming in on the Braves. It's actually, you know, we're checking out the Wager Talk live odd screen. It's minus 155 at Caesars, and it's as low as minus 138 at Circa. So we're getting a 17-cent difference there. To tell you the truth, I mean, at this point in the MLB season, you don't usually see that in this price point. So something to watch out there. It's almost like some opinion by the odds makers here on what kind of bets they want to take. So just something to note there. Wide gap if you're looking to bet this. Make sure to shop around and make sure to check out the Wager Talk Live odds screen. Next game up, guys, let's head to the Red Sox and Yankees. Jimmy, coming to you first. Waka versus Taillon. We're seeing this one. Yankees about minus 145 favorites. Of course, Red Sox and Yankees going to be talking about it here. Yankee Stadium, what are you liking, Jimmy?
I agree with the line movement. I like the Red Sox as a dog in this spot, Drew. Michael Waka has been one of the most profitable pitchers in baseball this season in terms of ROI. Sharps were kind of looking to fade him for a lot of the year based on what the analytics were saying, but he just never really regressed to the point that he was a guy that I was ever looking to fade. Fresh off another great performance, seven innings pitched, just one run allowed. Boston's won six of the past seven times he's taken the mound. And Waka also has very good numbers career against the Yankees, a 2.82 ERA in nine appearances. So not bad. There's not many pitchers that have really good numbers against New York. There's a lot of attention being paid to Aaron Judge right now, and for good reason. I mean, he's going for that home run title. He just smashes the ball every single night. But keep an eye on Xander Bogaerts as he's going for a little batting title of his own. He's two for his last 57. That's a .386 batting average over his last 15 games. There's a reason New York's favorite here, obviously. They're the better team. But Jameson Taillon with pretty mediocre numbers lately, 3-3, 4.78 ERA in his last nine starts. We're getting a pretty decent price at the underdog number, so I'm going to go ahead and take a shot with Boston tonight.
Interesting. All right. Like in the Red Sox, that's what the market is looking towards as well, Steve. As Jimmy pointed out, a pretty big move, about a 20-cent move towards the Sox. Waka pitching better. However, the Yankees are playing a lot better, Steve. I don't know. Are you wanting to step in front of the Yanks here at home?
Yeah, Yankees look like they're starting to pick things back up. You know, they had that lull about the midpoint, you know, around the All-Star break in July or so. You know, we talked about that monster start. We knew it wasn't attainable to keep that up, but they're not going to even win 100 games, it's looking like now, which is really incredible because people are talking about them on a pace. About a couple months into the season, they're on a pace to win like 119, 120 games. So they've obviously regressed, but they still have the second best run differential in all of baseball. They're plus 222 net runs. The Dodgers are the only team better. Red Sox negative 36 this year. Obviously, it's been a very disappointing season for Boston. Just playing out the stretch here. And a team like Boston, that's a playoff expected team, a caliber team, they're normally the type that do just toss the towel, but that does not appear to be the case as they've won three of their last five, two out of three. And I definitely don't think they're going to toss the towel in this four-game series against the Yankees, and then they have the Orioles after that. So if we're going to get any life, any effort out of Boston, I think you can make an argument it probably starts tonight. But they're still not in good offensive current form. In fact, if you look at the last week or so, they put up that 13-run game against Kansas City a few days back with 20 hits. They've had seven hits or less basically in every other game on each side of that span over the past week. So they're struggling offensively. Yankees are definitely heating up, 11 hits or more in four of their last five games. So even though I think Boston will bring their effort tonight, the Yankees are the superior team. And this line really has dropped. It opened as high as minus 170, like you said, Drew. Now down to the low minus 140 range. So I actually think there's some value now with the Yankees at a pretty cheap price.
Like it. Check out Steve Merrill, wagertalk.com. Guys, we got one game left. Best bets at the end. Heading out west here. Diamondbacks, Dodgers, Zach Gallen, Urias going for the Dodgers. Minus 225 is the high water mark on the Dodgers. Minus 215 at other shops. So a big favorite here. Steve, coming to you first, man. Total of seven. Two guys actually outside shot at the NL Cy Young here. Two guys pitching very well. Zach Gallen, Julio Urias. What do you like in D-backs and Dodgers?
Yeah, I mean, two good pitchers, like you said, Drew, and that's obviously reflected in the total here because it's seven, which is a very key number. I mean, shoot, the Dodgers get to seven half the time on their own, right, with that potent. So this is definitely a total that's set on the pitchers, but I think it will be a pitching matchup here because the Dodgers look like they're cooling off a little bit. I don't know if they're cooling off. They're just taking their foot off the gas, which is to be expected. They have everything wrapped up. They've got the best record in baseball pretty much wrapped up here within the next few games. And they've had now nine hits or less in four of their last five games. They've had single-digit hits. This is the last of a five-game home series here against Arizona, so a weird spot here. And they just lost the last two. So they're not in good current form. But as we know with the Dodgers, you either play them minus 1.5 run line or you take the D-backs on the money line to win outright. So if you do like Arizona, I would not be shocked to see them win a third straight. We've seen that happen the last 2 days. And I pointed this out earlier when Jimmy and I were talking about this game on Wager Talk today. The Dodgers, there's only five other teams in Major League Baseball that are plus 100 net runs or better. The Dodgers are plus 300 in some for the season. In fact, to be exact, they're plus 325. That's 103 net runs better than the Yankees, who are second at plus 222. So only five other teams are even plus 100 or better, and the Dodgers are more than 100 better than the second-best team. That's how good L.A. is. And what really jumps out to me, and we're talking about those one-run games, they're just 5-8 in extra innings this year, 103-46, and they're still just 5-8 in extra innings and just 14-13 in one-run games. So once again, Dodgers win by margin or they lose outright. With that offense slumping a bit right now, I'd be very careful with LA. I would not lay the big price tonight.
Yeah, over $2 here, Jimmy, to Steve's point. Kind of pricey, low total as well. What are you liking in Dodger Stadium?
So I'm going to split my play here. I'm doing a half unit on the first five under, and I'm doing a half unit on the D-backs in the first five. So we have two pitchers that have really had fantastic seasons this year, and I'm particularly impressed with Zach Gallen. You know, prior to giving up 2 and 3 runs in his past two starts, Gallen had gone 6 straight starts without giving up a single run. It's pretty remarkable. He's going deep into games in the process. He has a high K rate. He's third in whip. It's not uncommon for us to see him, go 7 strong and not allow a run. Arizona isn't in the best current form. They've won 9 of the past 11 times Gallen's taken the mound, though, and they did just beat the Dodgers in back-to-back games. So Gallen's certainly someone I'm high on. He's had 1 start against the Dodgers this season, and not surprisingly, he didn't allow a run. Then we look over at Julio Urias, who he has very similar numbers. A lot of people think he should be talked about for the Cy Young. He's allowed 1 earned run or fewer in 7 of his past 8, 2 earned runs or fewer in 11 straight. Gave up 1 run when he faced Arizona earlier in the season. So, reason for the split. Obviously, the first 5 under with the 2 dominant pitchers on the mound, but I'm getting a really good plus price, 165, 170 with the D-backs in the first 5. They've shown they can beat the Dodgers, and Zach Gallen, someone I want my money on. First 5, Arizona does not have a very good bullpen, so that's another reason for the first 5, but a little split action there.
Like it, Jimmy. It's all right to split the bets here on First Pitch. Huge shout out to the chat box. Joining us live, guys. Always appreciate it. Please smash that like button if you're liking the content. And feel free to reply below. Let us know what you are looking to bet. All is welcome. So we got best bets coming up right now. I'm heading to the first game. Philadelphia, the Atlanta Braves. Can get them as low as minus 138 right now, guys. That's my best bet. ATL minus 138 back in Max Fried here. Look, they're looking to put Max Fried matched up against the New York Mets when they play them. So they're pushing his start back here because, look, they're wanting to catch the Mets, only a game back. And he's pitched really, really well of late. Good pitcher overall. And the Braves have won 14 of their last 19. We get the Phillies losing 5 of their last 6. We only have to pay 38 cents here with a lot better team, in my opinion. Braves minus the 138 for my best bet. Throw it over to Steve Merrill. Check him out, wagertalk.com. He's got shows here on the Wager Talk YouTube channel. Just a bit outside. Maybe gives us a good winner here. Steve, what do you got going on, man? And what do you got for best bets?
Yeah, I mean, 3 different sports right now. We're going to get to a free baseball play here for Thursday night. But, of course, college football and NFL is going as well. And, boy, have we been hot. 17-4 run the last couple weeks in all sports. Just smoking it in college and pro football and Major League Baseball. 17-4 all sports run continues with a strong MLB best bet tonight on Thursday. And by the way, a special promo code where you can get $10 off any purchase all through the weekend on single plays, any daily package, single plays, all access daily, $10 off with promo code Steve10. That information's on my page right now, SteveMerrillWagerTalk.com. Don't forget also my NFL top 20, my college football top 25 video Friday night, NFL Fade the Public, this Saturday. 6-0 sweep last week, 8-1 fading the public the first 2 weeks here on that free video, Wager Talk TV. If you're not subscribed, if you haven't hit the like button, what are you possibly waiting for? And don't forget about the Wager Talk TV app as well. All right, let's look at a free baseball play game that was just a bit outside from making the cut tonight on Thursday. Going to look at the late game, 10 o'clock Eastern Thursday night between the D-backs and Dodgers. I'm going to take under 7 in this one. two of the best pitchers in baseball on the mound tonight. So this total is low for a good reason, Gallen and Urias. These two guys are 29-10 combined, one loss record. Now, I don't look at one loss record, but they've been very good this year. I do look at ERA, 2.58, 2.27. I definitely look at WHIP, which I think is the best indicator of a pitcher. They're both below one, which is just lights out, both at 0.9 this season. So the question is, can the offenses keep up? Now, look, the Dodger offense on their own could put up seven runs in a lot of games, but they're not in good current form. It's fully understandable. They're taking their foot off the gas with the playoffs a couple weeks away, and it's shown. They lost back-to-back games the last two nights as a 270 and $3 favorite against this D-back squad, so they don't care. Had eight hits, had only three hits last night as a $3 favorite. In fact, they've now had nine hits or less in four of their last five games, so that offense is starting to cool off. They're taking their foot off the gas, as I said. And the D-backs are not a good offensive team. This team has had single-digit hits now in eight of their last nine games, seven hits or less each of the last two nights, despite beating the Dodgers. They have not been high-scoring games, and I think this one is even lower scoring. Seven runs each of the two nights, and we got much better pitchers on the mound tonight. Dodgers D-backs under seven Thursday night, 10 o'clock Eastern. Don't forget, a strong MLB best bet for Thursday night right now is my 17-4 All Sports Run continues. You can get $10 off that best bet. Promo code Steve10, SteveMerrillWagerTalk.com.
Smoking hot Steve Merrill right now. We got Jimmy Adams up next, guys. Speaking of smoking hot, 69%, 20-9, 5% play run. When he puts a 5% play up, you want to watch out. 69%, 9-4 MLB run. He's got NFL going hot right now as well, 64%. So Jimmy's seeing it well. Southwest Classic as well. He's got a free play up. Going to go want to read about that. If you don't know what the Southwest Classic is, it's Texas A&M and Arkansas. So he knows his college football there. Go check it out. Jimmy, what else you got going on, man, and what do you got for best bets?
Yeah, thanks for reading off the stats there, Drew. Congrats and thanks to all the clients that continue to, get involved with the baseball. Everyone likes football, and that's great, and we're going to cash there too. But we're going to keep cashing. It's been a fantastic baseball season. We still got a month and a half to go here to make money, all through the playoffs. So we've been running good in baseball, consistently picking winners. The NFL's been really good. I will have football cards finalized later today, hopefully, and we'll continue to roll. So for today's best bets, I'm sticking with the game we just talked about, and I'm doing that split. D-backs Dodgers, first five under half unit, and the D-backs first five money line. For official show purposes, we'll just call it D-backs first five money line because that's where we're getting the big plus price. But look, we know Zach Gallen, we know what he's done. Six straight starts prior to his last two without allowing a run. Just absolutely outstanding. Has equally great numbers against the Dodgers. Hasn't given up a run against them this season. And me and Steve and Teddy talked about it earlier on Wager Talk today. Dodgers, if there was ever a time to fade them this season, it's right now. Now, you want to be careful. The Dodgers are still a good baseball team, but we want to pick our spots. We're getting a good plus price. And when we get a guy like Zach Gallen on the mound and a team that has beaten the Dodgers the last couple days, now they have their best pitcher on the mound with the big plus price, I think it's a great opportunity for us to go ahead and cash. So Diamondbacks plus money for today's best bet.
Jimmy Adams, a man of the people. D-backs, Dodgers. Which one was the official one, Jimmy? Or are we splitting it?
Oh, I didn't realize the we got such great producers, they changed it. So as is, half unit on each.
All right, we'll split it up for the official Jimmy Adams best bet for the show. Steve Merrill, Diamondbacks, Dodgers, under 7, minus 105. It's low for a reason. I'm on the Braves. It's the Atlanta Braves minus 138 on their quest to win the NL East. For Jimmy Adams, Steve Merrill, check them out at wagertalk.com. I am Drew Martin. Guys, please smash that like button. Feel free to reply below. Best of luck with your bets. We'll be back tomorrow.
You're a winner at Wager Talk even before the game is played with our Wager Rewards program. How does it work? Simple. Earn wager rewards on every purchase made at Wager Talk and Sports Memo. Those wager rewards can be converted into wager bucks on the first of every month. There is no additional fee to participate and no additional details are required outside your valid Wager Talk or Sports Memo membership. On the first of each month, 5% of your wager rewards will be converted to wager bucks, which are available to purchase on all future purchases. Doesn't it feel good to be part of a rewards program with no additional hoops?